This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keyword for cash at about 10. The town's best political reporter, Tom Hauser from Channel 5, is kind enough to join us. All right, sir, we got a lot. Let's get to it. How confident are you that the Tina Smith campaign in some way tipped off Huffington Post about the Karen Housley Facebook comment, which caused a lot of conversation yesterday when then-private citizen Housley was talking about Barack and Michelle Obama meeting with the Queen, was not pleased with the Michelle Obama putting a hand on the Queen, was not pleased with her posture, and then made a reference to bedtime for Bonzo and how the chimp would have had better posture than Michelle Obama. I was highly critical of those comments, but that part to be put aside, the fact that it was brought up in this way, do you think it was from the Smith campaign?
You know, at this stage of a campaign, it's clear that that information was out there and available, I'm sure, months ago, maybe even a year ago, that the opposition research had been done and they had this. And you're going to see more of this in the last 3 weeks of the campaign.
Yep.
I don't know whether the Smith campaign, you know, fed that information to the Huffington Post, or if the Huffington Post themselves, they are a liberal
yes,
news organization,
100%.
May have dug it up themselves and been sitting on it to use to maximum voter interest, reader interest. Either way, this didn't just happen. They didn't just happen to come across Facebook posts from 2009 yesterday or the day before and decide to start reporting on them. And I think most readers and voters and people who pay attention understand how these things work.
We tried to get her on. I'm sure they're not happy. They're not going to come on now, I would think, after I was pretty critical of it. I know Blois was trying to get her on earlier in the day and at one point thought he had her and then backed away. Outside of what her spokesperson said, has she said anything else, and are you surprised by that approach?
No, she is not that I know of. We also reached out to her for an interview yesterday and got the statement from Jake Schneider, her communications director, but have not heard directly from her. Again, I'm not in the business of giving campaigns advice, but it seems there's a number of ways to handle something like this, and pretending it never happened probably isn't one of the best ways, because you could explain it and say, look, it was something foolish I wrote almost 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Does it look bad? Yes. Did I mean anything racist by it? No. You could come out and say something to that effect, but to just not say anything and pretend it didn't happen, is what they've chosen to do, and that's the choice they've made so far.
Right, and it's much like, I'm going to be consistent in this, I don't think Keith Ellison has answered enough questions either, right? So there are a lot of politicians.
No, and he often, is reluctant to make himself available.
He will. He's vanished.
From we did get a chance to talk to him down in Rochester. To his credit, and we asked him about his divorce records and some of the things still swirling around him.
Yep.
So he does, but he's not as open and as accessible as he usually is.
Correct. How about that story? Are you, and now they're trying to push back on it, the Ellisons, and trying to get the divorce records sealed again, or at least specific parts redacted. Were you surprised by the judicial decision last Friday?
I'm not really surprised by it, because I think under Minnesota law, divorce records are generally considered to be public unless both parties in the divorce agree to keep them private and no one objects. So in this case, there are people objecting because these are two public officials. He's a member of Congress running for attorney general.
Yep.
She's a member of the Minneapolis School Board. So there is public interest in these records. So under that situation, no, I was not terribly surprised. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they apparently Keith Ellison's ex-wife is doing a news conference, I think, at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I just came. I was down at a Tina Smith campaign event down in southern Minnesota, just got back, and I've just been interviewing a segment in our studio, and so we've got another reporter heading to that.
Interesting.
So,
we'll pay attention.
There will be developments in that because the records are supposed to be unsealed tomorrow, and unless their appeal is successful, that is what will happen.
Let's get to William Davis, who he is. I will say this. I had a conversation with William Davis I don't know how many years. He was trying to be a producer. Here at the station. So that's the only way I know William Davis, but tell people about the story that he was involved in and whether we think the punishment is appropriate from the DFL. We can get into that after you outline it.
Yes, well, he wrote a comment. Again, we're getting back to Facebook.
Yep.
And this was not from almost 10 years ago. This was from over the weekend.
Right.
And somebody else that he is connected to on Facebook had written, they posted like a meme that said, you know, the Day of the Dead is coming up,
yep,
you know, just before Halloween, and then you've got Halloween, and then it's something, Election Day is Take Back Your Country Day or something, and then William Davis wrote in the comment, and it had dates in that original meme for each of these things happening. Then in the comments, William Davis wrote 11/7, which is the day after the election, bring them to the guillotines, referring to Republicans.
Yep.
So the awkwardness of this for the DFL party was they had just sent out a press release criticizing Karen Housley for things she said on Facebook almost 10 years ago, while it is also coming to light that their deputy communications director just a few days earlier had said that Republicans should be led en masse, apparently, to guillotines.
Yeah. Do we have any guillotines here in the state?
I do not believe we do. There might be one at the Science Museum. So if you bring your kids there, be aware of that. No, I don't know. We do not have any guillotines that I'm aware of. They've never been used in the state, again, as far as I'm aware.
And he's been suspended for a week, is that right?
For a week without pay.
Yeah, that seemed a little light to me. I got to be honest.
You know, they tried to explain it away in the statement the DFL sent out, saying it's an inside joke among coworkers. And, you know, we all say things to our coworkers.
Sure, absolutely. I do, too. 100%.
And so you're joking around. But when you throw that out as the deputy communications director in such a public way where your words might carry a little more weight, especially when you're the one sending out news releases.
You're the communications person yourself.
Yeah. And you're very often critical of Republicans for saying and doing things. And now you're saying and doing things yourself that just make it very hypocritical and very awkward, and I'm sure stepped on the DFL's message, which they wanted to be, about what Karen Housley said in 2009.
Since we started talking 9 minutes ago, I believe Bob Kroll has endorsed 9 more people. They're everywhere. Kroll, the head of the police union, endorses Jeff Johnson yesterday. We have to point out, though, Bob Kroll in the police, well, even before Bob Kroll, the Minneapolis Police Union endorsed Mark Dayton in 2010 and 2014. But the strip story said that Tim Walz didn't even meet with them. And why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah, that is very interesting, because that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, that generally law enforcement endorsements are valuable. People like law and order. You know, crime and public safety is not the same issue it was, say, in the early 90s. Remember when Bill Clinton was running and there were the Clinton cops and all that? You know, crime and public safety is not a huge front burner issue right now, but it's still always there in the background. People are always still concerned about their personal safety. So an endorsement from the biggest police department in the state is a feather in the cap.
For sure. Last thing. I read the story today about Jim Neuberger and running against Amy Klobuchar. I mean, the poor guy's basically doing it by himself, right? He's got his wife. He's got a couple staffers. I get that Amy Klobuchar is very popular in this state and most likely was going to win. But how many times are the Republicans just going to cede this race and say, we're not even going to run against her?
Yeah, it's a tough one because she's not only popular in Minnesota, she's one of the most popular U.S. senators in the country. And that is very difficult to run against a candidate of that quality. The last time I looked at Jim Neuberger's financial disclosure statements, it was as of July 25th. There will be a new reporting date coming up here in just a few days. But he had raised $106,000 compared to her $4, $5, or $6 million, and his cash on hand was negative $2,000.
That's not good.
He was already in the negative running against one of the most popular Democratic senators in the country.
Yeah.
Someone who people often talk about running as vice president or president someday. So for now, Republicans do not want to put one of their higher profile candidates up against her because that can damage that person's brand. Taking nothing away from Jim Neuberger, he is a relative newcomer still to the state legislature, and to throw him into this, it's like going from single A ball to the majors, to use a baseball analogy, overnight. And that's tough to do.
Good luck.
He's done it as best he can. It gets even tougher. We're doing, live debates coming up this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Amy Klobuchar will not come and debate him. Tina Smith will not come and debate Karen Housley.
Really?
And so that has been, that's what I was down partially talking to Tina Smith about today. We do have, to his credit, Keith Ellison's going to come in and debate Doug Wardlow.
Good.
And we have both Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson. But a lot of these candidates, when they're incumbents, they don't feel the need to put a spotlight on their competitors, and it's too bad because it's going to be a live statewide on all of the Hubbard stations on Sunday night, a great opportunity for people to look at both of the candidates in these high-profile Senate races, and we just can't get the two Democratic senators over at Metropolitan State where we're doing this.
And by the way, Tina Smith, barely an incumbent. I mean, she's barely been there. I got to go. You got to go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Chad.
Watch Mr. Hauser always on Channel 5. Hammer, hit the music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.